Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's happening with the Red Sox, with Sam Kennedy, with Craig Breslow, with Alex Cora, is a state of organizational dysfunction. And I think that there's this, I heard last night after I reported this piece and it went out, about an interview with the Red Sox were trying to recruit a new person for their baseball operations department. And during this interview process, the entire interview was conducted with an AI bot where you would record the answers to the questions and then the Red Sox would then evaluate them. And this wasn't just one round. It wasn't just two rounds. It was five rounds of interviews where this person did not talk to another person in the Red Sox organization.
Jun Lee last night on Early Edition, NBC Sports Boston. That is incredible. I guess I've turned into the number one Craig Breslow defender.
Seriously.
I didn't really mean to do it, but I guess I've turned into that.
Here we are.
This one I can't defend.
No. The robot interviews is just, it's so perfect. Again, a lot of the stories that have come out of the Red Sox sound made up. A lot of them do.
Yeah.
And this is another one where you're like, Craig Breslow, you listen to him. You hear him on the Zoom. You even hear him on the front office report. And he was on, Monday?
Yeah.
On the Greg Hill Show. You hear him and you're like, oh my God. Like the words he uses, his cadence, all of it's very, 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 very robotic. You're like, well, not just that. That's how they interview people for jobs in scouting or whatever else.
Yeah, and people texted earlier when we were discussing this. And it's the final hour, Jones and Keefe. We got Grab Bag for you, Clip du Jour, WEEI Afternoons. Talked to Alex Cora yesterday. They're back today at 2 o'clock. So stay tuned for all of it. We got a bunch of texts like, guys, this is what's going on in the corporate world. Like, they're culling resumes and doing this and that, and this is how it's going on. It's like, great.
Okay.
Is that happening in sports?
Apparently,
and
for the Red Sox.
And if the Red Sox are at the cutting edge of it, then that does go back to what Jun Lee was saying, where you're bringing in, you know, sort of this, this culture from, the executive world and the business world, and you're bringing it into sports, and the Red Sox are doing it even more so. Later on in that clip, and we trimmed it out of there, but he's like, well, the Red Sox fancy themselves as the Dodgers. Andrew Friedman, numbers guy from his time in Tampa, dork.
I mean, minus the money and the winning. Yeah, well, they're just like the Dodgers.
But meaning, like, they view Breslow and probably Bloom before that as, like, their Friedman guy. Friedman came from that world. And, you know, Tampa certainly did it on a small budget where was successful.
Yeah.
But the way they interact and the way that they completely devalue baseball input is so night and day from the Dodgers, it's worlds apart. And I believe that, but also to your point, that's an ownership thing. They're willing to spend on every single player under the sun.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Friedman's a good GM, but like I could probably be the GM if I'm like, oh, cool. I get Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman and Shohei Ohtani, and like we just keep signing these guys over
Yamamoto,
and over and over again. Like, yeah,
Snell,
like
just nonstop.
I could probably be that GM. I'm allowed to spend whatever I want on all the best players. I could probably do that.
Yeah.
So I get that idea that Breslow interpersonally is horrific. If he's making good moves on the field, I know people hate the Devers deal. If he's making good moves on the field, Crochet, you don't have to give him all the credit for Bregman. It sounds like Cora was a driving force for Bregman. The Narvaez deal is a great one. Chapman, we brought up Wilson on top of it. The Buehler deal is a horrible one. I'm not telling you it's all perfect. But, okay, he's bad interpersonally, and people are frustrated with him throughout the organization. Is he making good moves?
Yeah.
I mean, I most of what he's done.
So he has more moves to point to than Chaim Bloom, the guy that was here before.
For sure.
But Chaim Bloom also got fired and probably should have been fired a year earlier than that. And But I think one where you say, even if it was John Henry that said trade Mookie Betts, and it was John Henry who said trade Rafael Devers.
It was.
It was up to those guys to get the best return.
Yep.
And in real time, we knew the Devers or the Betts trade was bad. And then as it went on, it got worse. Because like Jeter Downs, you're like, all right, he's a prospect. He's not even a baseball player anymore, I don't think.
Well, and for a chunk of time, Verdugo was an everyday player. Connor Wong was at least your starting catcher. You're like, oh, okay. Turns out Wong can't drive anybody in, and Verdugo's already on like his third team, and there's an awful teammate on top of it.
And this feels like that. And it's funny because you'll get some people saying, well, Mookie Betts only had 1 year left, so what were they going to get for him? And then you have other people say, well, Devers had all these years, so what were they going to get for him? And you're like, well, what? Like, two different scenarios, both really bad returns, and that's why I think you're getting so much of the criticism for Breslow, which is, again, that is part of the job, but it was mandated by his owner, and then it was also sort of like pushed down. It was accelerated because of, you know, Cora's need for Bregman.
And if you want to fire Breslow because he alienated the team's best player, I'm going to tell you that solves nothing.
It's very similar to...
They alienated Bogarts, that was Bloom.
Yeah.
They alienated Betts, that was Bloom, but it started earlier than that, right? I mean, some of that is Dombrowski. You can go back to alienating John Lester. That was Charrington. Like, Henry had to storm off in a gorilla. Epstein had to storm off in a gorilla suit, for God's sakes. So, if you think firing Breslow is going to stop the Red Sox from alienating their best players, you haven't been paying attention for 25 years.
Triple Spider-Man meme would be Red Sox chief baseball officer, Boston Bruins head coach, and Patriots offensive coordinator.
Uh-huh.
Everybody been like, you guys, because like, fans will harp on all three of those, and then you're like, all right. How much sway do those guys really have? All different levels, but they've just been the scapegoat multiple years. Like, well, this is the reason why the team's falling apart. It's like, all right, get another guy in there. He's going to be working with this with the same kind of issues that they have to try to solve.
All right, so to try to defend my guy Brez, I'm a Brez bro.
Yeah,
as
you are.
It were. So to try to defend him. Do you think it was a test, Keith, when they did five different rounds of an AI interview?
So that's how I would be. If I was in that spot, I'd be like, all right, this is the first one. You're like, all right,
fine.
Maybe there's a lot of candidates. They don't have time, right? Maybe. I think it's weird immediately.
But you would do it.
I would answer the questions. I'd be like waiting for any kind of response. I'd be a little nervous.
Like, that's
like
weird.
My phone.
But I'll do it. Yeah. I'll do the AI interview. Yeah, it's the first round of interviews, as you said earlier. Maybe
could be a lot of
cutting edge technology. Yeah. So okay, I'll do the first one. When they say we're doing another AI round,
I'm like,
maybe this place isn't for me.
No, I think I need to maybe go somewhere else.
And then
you guys are gonna be just overrun by robots at one point.
My conspiracy theory is this guy would have done 10 rounds of interviews
for sure
with the Red Sox because this guy wasn't. He's not Red Sox material, Keith.
Yeah.
My spin on this.
He wasn't Red Sox material.
No. My this was a test. This was a Breslow test all along. He said, let's see how many rounds this sheep will go through before he says anything. And this guy went through five. That's on him.
Do you think after
that's on that individual that took five different rounds of robo interviews? True. That's actually on you.
But I think Breslow also wants to make sure the people that he hires know how to cancel out of a Zoom. Because that he got in a little bit of an issue with that with the previous guy.
That's a good point.
So I think just
how do you balance the technology? Right. Good point.
It's really the whole thing is a test. The answers don't even matter. It's just, are you able to start and finish the test in a timely manner? Are you able to sign in and then, as important, sign out? And then maybe you'll get hired by the Red Sox. That's what they're going with. But yeah, there's nothing about. Well, this also, once again, predates Breslow. So this would be an argument that you can have. How many people turned down the interview for the job that Breslow has, let alone the people that did take the interview and then were like, I'm good? I think he was like the 13th candidate.
Yeah.
And most of the people were like, we're good here.
And Bloom was the same thing. Bloom was way down their list of candidates.
Right.
And so you could go ahead and fire Breslow.
Nobody even wanted this job.
But go ahead and fire Breslow. You're still going to alienate your best players. They still probably won't pay Roman Anthony when he's up for a contract in 6 years. Like, that is not Breslow. That's Henry.
Right.
And I just think a lot of people, we said this when we came in at 10 on Monday after the trade. Be mad about the trade if you don't like the return. And it's not that Breslow is completely exempt from it. You know, he was the one who got Vaughn Grissom in return for Sale.
Yeah.
But it wasn't his decision to trade Sale.
Right,
I'm sure
that was
Henry. It wasn't Bloom's decision. As much as I hated him as a GM, it wasn't his decision to trade Betts. He is on the hook for the return. This guy's going to be on the hook for the return. I like Harrison more than most. Let's see how that goes.
Yeah.
But if you don't like it, you don't like it. But the reason Devers is traded is not Breslow. But that's Henry.
Right. And it's two straight chief baseball officers who have the job who didn't hire their manager. And Heimblum and Cora, that relationship obviously wasn't very good. And if you were like, who does John Henry like more? Wasn't even a question. It was 100% he likes Cora more than Bloom.
Yep.
And then that played out a couple of years later where they move on from Bloom. Both guys had a terrible record. Like, right? They wear the same record. That it was terrible.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Last year at this time, Cora hadn't had his extension yet. Then he signs the long-term extension, and you're like,
oh, man, he's got
more. Once again,
he's got more power than Breslow.
I don't feel that way anymore.
I don't think so either.
That's changed.
I think the way he handled Devers swung that, to be honest.
I think you might be right. I think also just, another.
And when I say he handled him, I mean how he didn't handle Devers and how Henry had to get his ass on a flight to Kansas City. I think it changed there.
I think another missed playoffs. I think he looks at it like, all right, what are you doing? I think a lot of us made excuses for Cora a year ago because they didn't have a ton of talent. So you're not saying that's all on him. But I bet if you're Henry, you're like, you need to be better than this. Like we committed to you and all this other stuff. And then this year, I think the way spring started to unfold, I think Henry was like, all right, we're siding more so with Breslow.
Do you think Cora oddly has carved out job security after this trade?
Yeah. You mean like sort of like how Missoula without Tatum? It's are the expectations?
That way. And also the absolute, stabbing in the back that he's doing a Breslow right now. Because I'm now convinced. I don't know that he was a source in the June Lee story, but my guess is yeah.
Yeah.
Especially because another story or the same item from June Lee's story happened to pop up in a report from Bustrolny, former coworker, Baseball Tonight, ESPN, of Alex Cora. And, he ripped Breslow pretty good in his story as well, but he also had the same item on Craig Moshe that we initially saw in June Lee's report. And he attributed it to sources. He didn't attribute it to another report out there like, oh, by the way, this is at Yahoo. This has been reported. He attributed it to sources. So, sources told him this.
Mm.
So I think Cora is carving out job security number one because the team is without Devers and more fans will look at it and go, they gave up on the season. What's Cora supposed to do? Which I think is soft, but I do acknowledge that's how a lot of fans are going to view it.
But should they make the playoffs?
And I also think he is hacking away at Breslow and his reputation.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's going to get him some job security as well.
Yeah, that might be true.
What were you going to ask about them making the playoffs?
Should they make the playoffs?
Yes.
I agree. I think they should have.
I mean, tell me if Bregman's not back for like 2 months, then maybe not. But if Bregman's back soon-ish, and Bregman's effectively replacing Devers, and you're better off because he's not a malcontent, yes, they should still be a playoff team. Yes.
I agree. Like, at the beginning of the year, I thought they were going to win 90 games. Now that they're way off that pace, obviously. But the American League is down.
Who are they fighting with? That Seattle team that they lost to last night?
The team that they're playing today, last night?
That Cleveland. Seattle team right now is the third spot. Oh, your Guardians.
Although the vibes were high. $2 beers in Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
Free Emmanuel Class A jerseys. Let's just say people were pretty hyped about Cleveland at the time.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that's another team. Minnesota. Currently, the teams ahead of you in the AL East are the teams that also have the playoff spots. Toronto and Tampa.
Right.
You think Toronto or Tampa are like guaranteed locks for the playoffs?
No, neither is Seattle.
Definitely not.
Neither are the Guardians or the team right behind you, the Twins. Like, so that's who you're dealing with. So my answer is yeah, they should be a playoff team with or without Rafi Devers. Yes.
Although I think there were some odds updates.
Oh,
not odd updates.
Odds.
I guess depending on how you look at it, I suppose. But there were changes to the postseason. So this was from, what is it, Bet Online?
Wait, what?
Changes to
the postseason odds. Sorry. I understand. Oh, yeah,
I'm trying to change playoffs.
Yeah, me too. I was like, wait a minute. They changed the format again, this stupid sport?
This is what happens when you try to read and talk at the same time, but you're not talking about what you're reading.
And you also have poor eyesight.
And I'm squinting.
All of that, yeah.
Teams from preseason 2025 MLB playoff chances that were favored to make the playoffs that are now favored to miss the playoffs.
Okay, got it.
Get
I got
it?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Snakes.
Snakes.
Braves.
Braves.
Orioles.
O's.
Red Sox.
Sox.
Guardians.
Guardians.
So those were teams at the beginning of the year, it would have been minus money to say they make the playoffs.
Snakes, Bravos, O's.
Yeah.
Sox. Who was the last one?
Tribe. No, we actually, sorry. Dump that.
How dare you? Dump that.
Guards. Guards.
Guards.
The guards.
G-men.
So yeah, so like that, there are some of the teams that had a swing on it. So buying opportunity or sucker's bet?
I'd say buying opportunity on the Red
Sox. Because right now they're plus 170 to make the playoffs.
Buying opportunity.
Buying opportunity.
Yeah. Big time.
Hell yeah.
That's not a sucker's bet.
Well, think about this. The second they traded Rafael Devers, some would say, oh, they're punting on the season. The season's over. But that night they went out and won, and they were in the playoffs. So as long as they are better than those teams that we just mentioned the rest of the way, not even all of them, just a couple of them, then they could be a playoff team. So, yeah, I still think the standard should be playoffs.
Text line, how should this team make the playoffs? They're terrible.
The league's
Rays,
terrible,
the Rays,
first of all.
Blue Jays, Guardians, the Mariners, who they just played last night and beat the night prior, like none of those teams are great either.
So besides the Rays.
Yankees are also falling off a ton.
I don't know if you're going to want to hear this number. Run differential?
Yeah.
They have a better run differential than Cleveland, Seattle, Toronto, Minnesota. All teams that are around you.
Yeah.
Four of those teams are ahead of you. Three of those teams, excuse me, are ahead of you.
You're talking like Breslow now, but I like it.
Yeah.
Run differential.
I'm synthesizing the data right now.
Don't look at the record. Look at the run differential.
Well, the Yankees are calling players-only meetings, so.
I'm saying.
The Yankees, they forgot how to win.
Well, yeah, because they're playing.
They forgot how to score a run.
Because the Red Sox took 5 out of 6 from them. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They've lost 5 in a row. Scrambling. Well, it's funny. When they played the Yankees that series, and you really watched it up close, you're like, that's their lineup? Yeah. Well, it sucks. It's
like,
Aaron Judge.
You're like, Judge rocks.
So Stanton's back.
Everybody else is terrible.
No, you have Aaron Judge, and then you have Max Fried. Like, they don't even have Gerrit Cole. They have, like, no other hitter to be worried about. This is a far cry from the 03-04 Sox-Yankee matchups where it was, like, 1-9. It's like, this guy's hitting 40 home runs?
Hey, the rivalry now is Dobbins versus Jazz Chisholm. So
it really is Dobbins.
It's not that great.
Yeah.
Just closing the loop here on Cora's buddy Buster, which, again, it all crystallized for me.
You might be onto something.
All of these leaks about Breslow are going right back to the manager's office, if you ask me. Breslow needs to hear the feedback that is coming from all corners of the franchise. His interpersonal skills are poor. I'm not arguing that any of this is
inaccurate. You think he's a people person?
I don't. I'm not saying it's inaccurate. I'm just saying, boy, it's all coming out at the same time,
okay,
which is interesting. In his year and a half with the Red Sox, Breslow has failed to build a relationship with the team's most important player. He has to talk more with others, connect more, because when he doesn't build those relationships, what festers in the vacuum of conversation is the sort of communication decline that developed with Devers. I would also say that Cora wasn't exactly communicating in there, but in fairness to Buster, he does circle around to it. He also highlights this. This is where it crystallized for me. It's not only Devers. He says, what others in the organization say is that Breslow's presence is wooden and ineffective.
I am Craig Breslow.
Wooden, nice. A problem highlighted by an incident on a Zoom call with staffers last month, according to sources, not Yahoo's Jun Lee.
No.
Sources. Yeah. So Buster's like, I got this hot off the presses.
Uh-huh.
A longtime scout, Craig Moshe, assumed that his voice could not be heard on the call and said out loud, thanks, Brez, you effing stiff. Moshe was subsequently fired. Breslow needs to recognize that Moshe's view reflects that of others Red Sox employees, and that's an enormous problem.
Yikes.
So, I don't know. That's where I think that's coming from. He did, in fairness, criticize Cora. He says Cora needs to recognize that in the Devers drama, he was ineffective. He has a longstanding relationship, blah, blah, blah.
He has his work cut out for him because everybody's like, oh, Cora's a player manager. He'd be like, yeah, how'd it go with Devers?
Well, and as others in the game pointed out, like, what good is it if you're a player's manager if you can't relate in a situation like this?
Can't, you know, get your players to
and
play.
And so at least that was voiced in the column from Buster Olney. 617-779-7937. You can jump in line. WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. You got Fitzy.
You don't got Hart.
You got Ball. No, you got no Hart.
Come on.
As what you
Stiz.
Don't have. You got Stiz.
Yeah.
You got Ball.
I heard the list.
Not Hart. Anyway, that comes your way.
List,
comes your way at 2 o'clock.
Ted Johnson is actually in better shape now than when he was a player in the NFL.
That's true. I apologize to WEEAI for not giving Ted top billing there. So you can stay tuned for that. You got the clip du jour as well. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Listening to Jones and Keefe sure does help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody grabs your bag. And they always grab your bag. You want to be where you can see. Your troubles are all a drag. You want to go where everybody grabs your bag.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.